Hey friend, it is Sarah, and before we get to today's episode, I want to invite you to a free masterclass I'm teaching on May 16th all about how to advance your career by treating it as a product. I have this philosophy that the most important product you will work on is you. And similar to a physical or digital product, in order to be successful, products need to be intentionally designed, and then they need intentional marketing and sales strategies to stand out to their customers. And in your case, that might be companies you're applying to, your boss, your colleagues, even freelance clients. So I would love to have you join me May 16 for this free masterclass. Just go to careerstrategylab.com/live workshop and RSVP. Hope to see you there. Hey there, I'm Sarah Duty, host of the Career Strategy Podcast. Many professionals are seeking more impact, flexibility, growth, and let's face it, getting paid what they're worth. But how do you unlock this in your career? It starts with strategy. I'm taking you behind the scenes of what's working for my career coaching clients. You'll hear strategies and actionable, yet sometimes against the grain, advice for how you can be the CEO of your career and stop dreading Mondays. Ready to level up your career? Let's get after it. So today, what is our topic? The number one thing holding you back from advancing your career. And it's probably not what you think. There's probably some deeper things going on that we're definitely going to get into. You might be thinking things like, I can't advance my career because I don't have the right network, or I need to learn another skill or get another degree or something, right? Maybe you think, I don't have enough time to advance my career, or it's the job market, right? It's too competitive, or you need more experience, or you lack confidence. But those may be some variables, but there's definitely another variable that I think applies to many of you that honestly, you're probably not thinking about. So before we go any further though, I want to get an idea of some things that maybe you think would be a result of advancing your career. So what does advancing your career mean to you? And be as specific as possible. So fill in the blank. Advancing my career means to dot, dot, dot. Maybe it means to learn a new skill, right? Maybe it means getting promoted. That would be advancing your career. Maybe you want to become a manager or stop being a manager, right? Maybe you want to start your own freelance business, get hired. There's so many things. So I want to see what some of you are saying here. Okay. Some of you are saying, yes, you have certain skills you want to learn. You want to get 3 clients that will pay you $1,700 a month. I love the specifics of that. Get hired, finish my degree. Awesome. Okay. I see so many great answers here. My follow-up question to you is, what is your plan to actually make this career advancement happen, right? And I say this because it gets into this topic of strategy that I want to talk about today. And so let's imagine that a company has a goal to grow their revenue. Okay, great. But if that company doesn't have an actual plan to grow the revenue, then guess what? By end of December, they will most likely not have achieved that goal, because without a plan, the rest of the company isn't clear on who is doing what. Possible a lot of assumptions would be made. And without a plan, there aren't really milestones. So there aren't check-ins that can happen throughout the year to figure out, okay, have we done X? Have we done Y yet? Are we halfway to the goal, 3/4 to the goal, et cetera, right? The board of directors for this company that said they want to grow their revenue but didn't have a plan, that board of directors would not be happy, right? And it's very unlikely that the company would reach those goals without a plan. But companies that are strategic, they have those goals, first of all, and those goals are specific, right? It's not just grow revenue. It's grow revenue by X percent or by X percent through this specific product or service, right? So they have these goals. But what they also do is they break those down into kind of quarterly goals or quarterly targets, right? They want to do this in quarter one, this in quarter two. Then they create projects that help move them towards those quarterly goals. And all of those components, the quarterly goals, the projects, that accountability that comes from projects, et cetera, it helps them actually be more likely to take action towards those goals. So going back to what we talked about in the beginning, you know, when it comes to advancing your career, for example, the person that said they want to get 3 clients for, I think it was a total of $1,700 a month. Great. Well, what are you doing to do that, right? What are you doing to let people know you exist? How are you finding those clients, et cetera? So I'm curious, I wanted to take a look to see for some of you who had other kind of definitions of what it would mean to advance your career, what plans do you have in place to help you get to those goals? So I'm going to see here. The person that said they want to have 3 clients that I think total $1,700 a month said you hit the streets and network. You have a good process of just connecting people. You've been posting on LinkedIn, signed up for Sales Navigator. Okay, sounds like you have a plan that you're actually working. And the irony of all this is that you may do this in your day-to-day job for the companies that you're working at, but in all honestly, do you have, you know, these specific and smart goals for the things that you want to do in your career? And don't get overwhelmed. Let's not think about, you know, the next 5 years of your career. Let's think of the next 5 months or the next 2 years, whatever feels good to you. But I bet if you're honest with yourself, a lot of us would probably say, you know what? I just have these kind of lofty goals and not specifics of what I want to actually do. Okay, so someone said one of their goals is to get a job at a place where I can grow as a product designer. Okay, I would challenge you in that and say, what does it mean to grow as a product designer? Are there specific skills you want to develop? Are there specific industries you want to gain experience in? So you could probably get a little bit specific with that. Okay, Katrina said, get my first job in user experience. Same thing. Do you have ideas for certain industries, company sizes, exact companies? If you do, you want to consider those because the specifics will help you be more targeted with the actions that you're going to take. Some of you said you're networking with professionals in your field, asking the right questions, et cetera. I want to go back to the idea of goals and give you some things to think about that I think will help you take more strategic action so that you can really leverage your time and the activities that you do to push you towards these goals. So the first thing I want you to think about is what's the why behind your goal, right? It's kind of cliche, but it's so true. Every goal really needs a why, a purpose, a motivation. And this is important, not just so that you can have like a nice motivational quote on your computer or something. It's really going to be the thing that helps pick you up when you feel like, as someone said, you feel you're paralyzed, you're overwhelmed, or just don't want to do it. Remembering why you're doing something will keep you going. For example, I am currently writing a book right now. Now, there are many whys attached to that goal of writing the book, but if I didn't identify those whys and constantly remind myself of them, then writing the actual book would be taking a lot longer because I wouldn't be as motivated. I would just sit down and stare at the screen, frustrated, and think of all the other things I could be doing with my time. But when I pause and remember those why, it helps me remember, okay, I'm doing this, I'm writing this chapter right now, because I know it's important, because eventually when this book comes out, these things are going to happen, or I hope they're going to happen. So that's why it is so important. So for whatever your fill in the blank was, when we started out and I said, what does advancing your career mean to you? I want you to think about what is the why that needs to be attached to that. And then the next thing I want you to consider is, what's your actual plan, right? Why is the purpose? Okay. Why are you doing that? But now, what's your plan to do thing? How are you going to get it done? And so you won't be able to do this in the next 5 minutes, but after you're finished here listening to this, maybe set aside some time later today or on the weekend to map out a plan of what is done in terms of this goal. What do you have to do between day and actually achieving that goal? And then start to fill in some dates. It sounds so rudimentary, but I bet a lot of you are thinking, yeah, I know this, I just haven't done it. And I really want you to do it this time, because it's when you actually create a plan, you're far more likely to do it. If we just keep running with my book example, because that's the example I started with here. You know, when I started writing this book in January, I made a spreadsheet, and a lot of the dates I put on there have shifted and were incorrect, but at least I had somewhere to start and some form of accountability to help keep me on track or give me, you know, a baseline. And now that we're getting into the, you know, middle / end of writing the book, this timeline is very helpful because there's a lot of unexpected things that are coming up, and I'm able to kind of stay focused on the details that matter right now. So for whatever your goal is to advance your career, make sure that you, you know, in the same way that the projects you work on at work have project plans and project managers, you need to do this for the things that you want to be achieving and making progress towards. Okay, so you have your purpose, your why, you have your plan. Great. Now what do you need? You also need a posse. Now, what does that mean? It means you need a community of like-minded people who are pursuing similar goals as you. Now, they don't have to be the same goal, but when you do things in community, it helps you stay motivated because you can kind of feed off of each other's energy and progress and learnings and things like that. It also just gives you an opportunity to have a sounding board, right? Oftentimes, we approach things in our career, especially when it comes to your job search, you know, doing your resume or updating your LinkedIn or your portfolio. A lot of times people do these things in a silo. And when you do things in a silo, it leads to comparison, doubt, imposter syndrome, second guessing, et cetera. Versus if you have a posse, if you have a community of people that you can bounce ideas off of, check in with, et cetera, it helps reduce the risk that you end up kind of stuck in your own head. So I want you to think about, for the goals, you know, to advance your career, do you have a posse, and where could you find one? Now, that doesn't mean you need to be in a community, you know, online of 500 people or something. It could just be one other person, but there is such immense value in that. So you need to find your posse. Like I said, even if it's only one other person. Okay. And then the last thing that is really, really valuable when it comes to reaching these goals is finding a pacer. Now, what do we mean by pacer? So I've run multiple marathons and been running for ages. And if any of you run, you know what I'm talking about. But for those of you that don't, a pacer is someone who in a race, you run alongside this pacer because the pacer's job, literally, is to finish the race in a certain time. So if I wanted to run a 4-hour marathon, at the start of the marathon, I would go find that person, that pacer, with the literal sign, like they actually hold signs that have the time on them. They carry it through the whole race, and I would go run with them. And the beauty of a pacer is that it helps eliminate a lot of the time and energy we waste kind of scenario planning in our minds, because all we have to do is just do what the pacer says. So in the case of the race, I don't have to constantly look down and check my watch and do math in my head to figure out, should I speed up? Should I slow down? Should I walk through this water station? Do I have enough time to tie my shoe? Like, I don't have to really worry about that. All I need to think about is, as long as the pacer is, you know, within my sight and I know I can catch up to them, I'm going to finish the race in 4 hours. And side note, that actually worked because I took 20 minutes off my marathon time. Gosh, years ago, I ran the Toronto Marathon and followed the pacer and took 20 minutes off. So you can think of a pacer like a coach, right? A coach, a leader, someone that you're following who maybe has done this before and can help save you from getting stuck in your head or from like spending hours Googling stuff or asking the internet for advice. And we all know what happens when you ask the internet for advice. So, okay, those are the four things that we need in order to reach these goals and be more strategic. So we need a purpose, a why, we need a plan, we need a posse, and we need a pacer. So when it comes to your goals for advancing your career, I'm curious, out of those four things, the purpose, the plan, the posse, or the pacer, which one do you feel like you need the most or that has been holding you back? You know, is it that you really recognize today, you know what, I didn't have a why, and that's why I stopped doing, you know, that course I was taking because I didn't have a why to remind me of why it was important for my future. Or maybe you're realizing, you know what, the big thing that's been holding me back is that I never had a plan, right? Or you were doing it in a silo because you didn't have a posse, or you were getting stuck in Google search results and advice from Reddit and LinkedIn because you didn't have a pacer to ask questions to. Okay. You guys are going wild in the comments. A lot of you are saying, okay, you need the pacer. Wow. All of you have said pacer. Awesome. You're missing connection. You're missing community. Right. And I'm curious, you know, how do you think that's been holding you back? Are there things that you can think of that you realize, wow, because I didn't or don't have a pacer, I've been dot, dot, dot. What's that fill in the blank? Identifying your why, like, sure, someone could help you with that, but ultimately, it's got to come from you, right? Because you have to embody that and believe that. The plan, you kind of need to be involved in creating that because you only know the context of your life, your schedule, your responsibilities, etc. But the posse and the pacer, those are definitely things that you need to look outward to for sure. Okay, some of you are saying, I just don't know what I don't know and learning takes longer. Exactly. So the pacer helps you shortcut, you know, in the same way with running a marathon, I could have Googled marathon training plans and then I would have all these Google search results and they contradict each other, et cetera. But instead of trying to piece together my own marathon training plan, I just purchased the marathon training program from my running club back from when I lived in New York City. And I got access to the marathon spreadsheet, you know, training plan that they customized for me because they knew my running data. I got access to the coach, multiple coaches, multiple of whom went to the Olympics. So I knew I was getting quality, you know, coaching. And I was getting the community because we would meet up twice a week in person and we had an online group as well. So there's such value in that, all those things, the plan, posse, and the pacer. Okay. Some of you said you don't know which skill to invest more time in. Someone else said you're transitioning from marketing to products. You don't have much experience and feel like if you had connections in the industry, you could get recommendations and advice. Sometimes when I try and DIY things, you know, it's hours going through Google results and articles, the YouTube videos, et cetera. Exactly. It can be exhausting. Okay. So when it comes to advancing your career, hopefully now you are realizing what has been holding you back. So I'm curious, what do you think has been holding back the most when it comes to advancing your career? And what's one thing, like if you could put it on a post-it note, what is the one thing you need to do after today? I'm super curious because I want this to be very actionable. I don't want you to just listen to this and think, that was nice. I really, truly hope you go and take some action. I'm seeing a lot of comments that say, I need to make a plan. I need to identify my why, because you've been kind of forgetting that and losing motivation and steam. Philip said, I need to focus on sales. Okay, great. So then I think for Philip, maybe after this, get more specific. What does sales mean? What's your plan for sales? Are there communities or positive people that you can learn and do sales with, you know? Okay. No clarity. Someone said that's what's been holding them back. So for you, sounds like you need to focus on your purpose, the first P. And Donnie said, seek a mentor. Exactly. Okay. So it sounds like you guys have some specific action items here that you can do to help you be more strategic in your career, right? Because, you know, action without strategy, to me, it's just work. Action without strategy, it makes you feel like you're making progress because you're spending time, you're at your computer doing things. But a month later, when you look back, you know, on that Friday night that you worked on that thing, did it actually move you towards the goal or was it busy work, right? Redesigning your resume, posting on LinkedIn, redoing your portfolio, hanging out in Slack community where you're kind of just zoned out, watching stuff scroll by, but you're not like really engaging or building relationships, right? So action without strategy is busy work. And my hope is that you don't have any more busy work going on because you're more strategic. And I really want you guys to go from just being people who set goals in your careers to actually being people who have strategies that you can execute to help you actually achieve those goals. So to recap really quick, in your career, to advance your career, you need these four P's. You need a purpose for that goal, right? The why. You need a plan. You need a posse or community of like-minded people. And you need a pacer, a coach, a mentor, someone that's been there, done that, and who can help you kind of like leapfrog through some things that you would otherwise have to Google and search online for hours or days or weeks on end to try and find the answers to. They're like your lifeline or your SOS.
Thanks for listening to the Career Strategy Podcast. Make sure to follow me, Sarah Duty, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or LinkedIn. If anything in today's episode resonated with you, I'd love to hear about it. Tag me on social media or send me a DM. And lastly, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really appreciate it if you could share it with a friend or give us a quick rating on Spotify or a review on Apple Podcasts. Catch you later. Hey, friend, one last thing before I go. If you've been listening to this podcast and thinking to yourself that maybe Career Strategy Lab could help you get to that next level in your career, but you haven't reached out to us yet, or you're kind of on the fence about joining our 3-month program, then I'd love to invite you to have a one-on-one call with Becca on my team. Totally low-key, really an opportunity for you to ask the questions you need to ask to find out if joining Career Strategy Lab is
the next logical step to help you reach whatever your career goals are. So if you want to chat one-on-one with Becca, then go to careerstrategylab.com/chat and book some time on her calendar. All right, talk to you later.